Metallica, headlining the Welcome to Rockville Music Festival. Two different nights, two different sets. Go to WelcomeToRockvilleFestival.com for all information. Get your tickets on sale right now.
The Hall of Fame class, the Hall of Fame Centennial class, was announced. I don't know if you guys saw this, but I thought it was pretty cool. The list. I'm trying to see if I got it here. I thought I saved that damn article here for the Hall of Fame. But anyway, they announced the class, and let me see if I can pull it up for you. It's a hell of a class that they announced. Now, the Hall of Fame Centennial class is not the Hall of Fame players per se that you that were like what we're talking about, like with Zach Thomas trying to get in. That's not what we're talking about. But it's older players, coaches, people that made an enormous impact in the sport are the ones that were announced yesterday. Because remember, we're celebrating the 100 years of the NFL. And, man, some of these names are amazing. Jim Covert from the Bears, heck of a player. Winston Hill, offensive tackle for the Jets. Harold Carmichael, he was a lot of fun to watch with the Philadelphia Eagles, man. Duke Slater, who played for like three teams. Listen to the teams he played for. The Milwaukee Badgers, the Rock Island Independents, and the Chicago Cardinals. So only people that lived that era would know how good the guy was in those days compared to those players, obviously. Ed Sprinkle played for the Bears from 44 to 55. Steve Sable. Obviously, Steve Sable has got to be in. Well, why did it take so long to get Steve Sable in there? Why did we? Because he passed away. He's not there anymore. That's a guy that should have been inducted years ago, considering the impact that he's made. What he and his father did? Oh, my God. Anyway, from 64 to 2012 with NFL Films. Alex Karras from 58 to 62 and 64 to 70 with the Lions. It's funny because I didn't watch him because he's a little too, you know, he's a little older for my time. But I kind of grew up with Alex Karras, the actor, is what I did. I've seen, like, highlights, you know, old film of Alex, but I don't have any perspective. I'm not old enough to give you perspective on how good he was, but I know that he was considered a heck of a player. Bob Dylan, safety, 52 to, you know, a lot of these are back in the day, so a lot of you may not know most of these guys. I only know a few of them, like Jim Covert, Harold Carmichael, Steve Sable, you know, Bobby Dylan, don't know him, 52 to 59. Donnie Shell, I know from those great Steeler teams, another Steeler making it. From that Steel Curtain time. George Young, well-deserved, was with our Miami Dolphins as a general manager for a long time, from 79 to 97. He was with the Colts from 75 to 78. He was 68 to 74 with the Colts, 75 to 78 with the Dolphins, 79 to 97 with the Giants, 98 to 2001 with the NFL. Obviously, George Young, that should be a first ballot guy. That's how good that guy was. Cliff Harris played from 70 to 79 with the Cowboys. I saw him play. Max Speedel, and for the Browns from 46 to 52, which I have no idea. And then Paul Tagliabue from 89 to 2006 as the commissioner. Do they put almost all the commissioners in? Right? Just seems like if you're a commissioner, you're going to get in no matter what. And I don't know, did the game really grow because of you? Or did the game grow because we love football, high school, college, the NFL? I don't know. To me, it's like, are you gonna put Roger Goodell into the Hall of Fame? Think about that. Do you know the laugh that I'm going to have years from now if they actually put Roger Goodell into the Hall of Fame? For what? For being inconsistent? For being unfair? For not knowing what the hell to do from one suspension to another? For being incompetent? Why? Because the NFL is blown up? No thanks to you? It's kind of like what I was talking about with Tagliabue. Really? I mean, under Tagliabue, tons of players were getting arrested, all kinds of, the discipline, there was no discipline. I mean, you're going to put Tagliabue in, so you're going to put Roger Goodell too? Wow. I mean, they made the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame a joke by putting T-Rex in, okay? And I love T-Rex. I've got their music, man. I've contributed to T-Rex, okay, to at least the whoever's in charge of their band nowadays, whoever's the custodian of T-Rex, I've contributed. I like T-Rex. They're not a Hall of Fame band. Nowhere, no way, shape, or form. You want to water it down? Go ahead. And the Hall of Fames, all of the Hall of Fames have been watered down because we're so desperate to name people great when they're really not. You know, when there's an elite group, let's leave that elite group alone. And Roger Goodell, Paul Tagliabue, they don't belong in the elite group. I'm sorry.